我们请看以赛亚书六十一章，好，主以赛亚书六十一章，Book of Isaiah， 以赛亚书六十一章，我们看圣经，好，Jimmy， 你如果可以看这个也可以，还是你喜欢你的圣经？好 ，OK， 我大概看我的圣经的字太小了，我喜欢有这么大的字，好。感谢主。那在六十一章这个地方第一节哈，也许我先读给大家听。主耶和华的灵在我身上，因为耶和华用高高我，叫我传好信息给谦卑的人，差遣我医好伤心的人，报告被掳的得释放，被囚的出监牢。
So today we're going to read Isaiah 61. We'll start off with verse 1. Here it says, "The Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is on me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach good news to the poor. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim freedom for the captives, and release from darkness for the prisoners."
好，那我们看到这一节的圣经哈，那讲的是耶稣，那耶稣是受膏者啊，那他神给他传福音给，就好信息给那个谦卑的人。那关于这个谦卑的人有几个字啊？那我想一个是 meek， M E E K， 一个是 poor 啊。
不要太长。
好，OK。
So here we know in verse 1 it's talking about Jesus and how Jesus is the anointed one and he's preaching the good news to the poor and to those who are humble. And in other places in the Bible it talks about the meek.
困苦的人 afflicted, 受困苦的人。那主耶稣他自己是神的儿子，他尚且需要接受不只是水的浸礼，也是需要接受圣灵的浸。
And so, Jesus is the Son of God, but even he had to experience the water baptism and also the baptism of the Spirit, the Holy Spirit.
那当他升天的时候，他要门徒聚集在使徒行传啊那边，要门徒聚集在一起。他说圣灵要降临在你们的身上。
And when Jesus was ascending and going back to heaven, he told the disciples to meet and stay and wait for the Holy Spirit to come upon them.
那在旧约的时候，神是借着犹来高先知、君王、祭司。
And in the Old Testament, God used the prophets to anoint, we use oil to anoint the prophets, the priests, and kings.
那但是这边我们看到圣灵要来浇灌下来之后得着能力啊，他说要医好伤心的人，医好伤心的人。
But here the Holy Spirit is coming down to heal those who are brokenhearted.
在这个地上有很多的人，他们心灵受伤。
And in this world that we live in, we know many people have a broken heart.
那我们知道这个地上有，因为一方面人有罪性。
And we know that, you know, in part it's because we as people have a sinful nature.
但是另外一方面也是这个地上确实有魔鬼，有盗贼。
And at the same time, we know that in this world there is the devil.
那在约翰福音十章十节讲到盗贼来偷窃、毁坏、杀害。
And we know that in John chapter 10 talks about how the thief comes to kill, to steal, and to harm.
那有的时候会造成人心里面的受伤。
And because of that, as people, we experience hurts.
那耶稣要我们去医好伤心的人。
And God wants us to go and heal those who are brokenhearted.
那我想我们需要被神改变我们的舌头。
And, you know, I think we need God to change our tongues.
圣经里面讲温良的舌头。
And the Bible talks about how those with a gentle tongue.
Gentle, kind, 就是一个温良的舌头啊，能医好人的心啊。
Those who are gentle in their speech and kind, they can heal other people's hearts.
有的时候神要我们需要就是学习倾听。
And sometimes we need to learn to listen carefully.
那当我们学习倾听的时候，那些伤心的人，他找到一个发抒的管道，他也许自己的就跟你讲的时候，他就好了一部分。
And perhaps through listening and allowing the person to who's going through some things to talk, they might actually come to a place where they improve.
各位弟兄姐妹，你相信不相信？当我们如果被圣灵膏抹，那神给我们知识的言语、智慧的言语，或是分辨诸灵的恩赐，我们可以在这些事上帮助人。
And brothers and sisters, do you believe that when we're anointed by the Holy Spirit, we will have words of wisdom, and the Holy Spirit to guide us to help others?
那几年以前，有一位在一个美容诊所工作的妇人。
And several years ago, there was a woman who was managing a salon.
美容诊所是什么 ？Beauty,
a beauty salon.
Beauty salon. 那他介绍一个心里面受伤很多要去看心理医师、看精神科的一个姊妹来我们教会。
And there was also someone, another sister who came to our church, who was searching for healing.
那当时我们就说你去之前你先来我们这我们一起有一个 team 来为你祷告。
Okay, and so this woman actually wanted to go to get plastic surgery and she was dealing with some things and she came to us and before she went there we told her, you know, why don't you come to the church and we can pray for you.
那我们就替她就是有一些做医治与释放的工作。
And so we had some spiritual healing ministry that we provided to her.
好像主有时候就在那个时候给我们一些很就是 to the 就刚好恰到好处对准他心灵的需要。
Thankfully at that time the Holy Spirit gave us the right, you know, words and to reach her heart at that moment.
圣经里面称之为知识的言语，智慧的言语。
And in the Bible, it talks about this as words of wisdom and knowledge.
那刚好就他就找出他的问题。
And we were able to through this, we were able to figure out what her issue was.
那他就一直哭。
And that moment, she started crying.
那我们也就求主来释放他。
And we pray to God to set her free.
那来医好他的心。
And to heal her heart.
那很奇妙的，我亲眼看见一个人可以来的时候很忧愁、很忧伤。
And it was amazing. I was able to witness how a person who could come to the church who started off as being, you know, really downcast.
那好像在后边他提到说喜乐由代替悲哀赞美衣代替忧伤的灵。
And it's almost like what happened was what it says here in scripture where, you know, the sadness was replaced with joy. And there's this gladness that comes.
Yeah, 神好像给他一个就是很喜乐，好像喜乐就是一个荣美。
And it's like God gave her this joy, this gladness, and this gladness gives her this new beauty.
所以不是依靠势力，不是依靠才能，不是我们有什么，乃是神的灵 触摸了他的心。
So it's not our skills or anything that we can do or our effort, but it was God who moved in her heart.
那事实上，圣灵来，他是保惠师其中一个工作，也就是安慰者。
And we know that, you know, the Holy Spirit, you know, has many, roles, and one of them is to be,
安慰
the comforter.
Comforter, yeah. 那感谢神，神能够改变人。
So thank God, we know God can change people.
神真的能够改变。
And God can really do this.
但是我也是那一次，我也是有一个很深的一个印象。
And you know that in that moment, I really had the strong impression.
就是一方面在台湾这一方面，我们是医治与释放。
You know, on one hand, in Taiwan, we often do the ministry of, you know, healing and setting people free.
那正在医治释放的时候。
And when we are engaging in those ministry.
好像我接到我妻子的电话。
I received a phone call from my wife.
她说女儿发生车祸了。
And she told me that, you know, one of my daughters was in a car accident.
感谢神，好像神给我们一个不能震动的国。
And so thank God, you know, God gives us an unshakable kingdom within us.
就是里边一直还是很平静。
So that, you know, during those moments, you know, there was peace.
那我们还是继续的替他服侍这个姊妹。
And so, you know, we continue to, you know, provide, you know, ministry towards this sister.
那后来得知孩子连一没有流一滴血，从那个毁坏的车走出来，没有流血啊！虽然车子坏了，但是他们竟然没有受伤，连医生他们都检查了之后觉得很讶异，说：“哎，怎么一点伤都没有？”
And even for my daughter through that accident, she actually came out from it not having any injuries, and the doctors are also pretty, surprised.
那感谢神，我想我们的神是一个奇妙的神。
You know, our God is an amazing God.
他可以亲自的保守。
God can, you know, protect.
他有的时候，有的人，我有看到这样的图画，就是一个车祸或是什么，那就是看到天使进去，把人就拉出来。
And you know, I've seen some people try to, you know, have illustrations of, you know, these kind of situations. And you know, one in particular was, you know, people were saying like how it was like through car accidents, you know, it was like God sent angels to, you know, pull people out.
感谢神，我也听说有人那个时候正好也为他受感动，为他祷告。
And I also thank God because at that time, you know, there are people who were moved by God who were praying for her.
感谢神，神要我们不只是医好伤心的人，而且是要被掳的人得释放。
So thank God, it's not only that God wants us to heal those who have a broken heart, He also wants us to set people free.
那这个被掳他这边说被囚的出监了。
And here it talks about how to set free those who are prisoners.
监牢有的是有形的监牢，有的是无形的监牢。
For some prisoners, there's those who have, you know, committed a crime, but in other cases, there are those who didn't necessarily do anything.
我曾经去过监牢。
I've also been to a prisons before.
那个时候看到很多的人都是肃杀之气。
When I visited these prisons, I saw many people who were there, you know,
严肃
who've done serious crimes.
看起来有一点凶凶的。
They looked kind of, you know, scary.
他们身上都刺青。
You know, they all had tattoos on their bodies.
他们穿蓝白拖鞋。
They were wearing sandals.
就是white and blue, 就是最简单的拖鞋。
They were wearing some of these really simple white and blue sandals.
你去的时候看到他们都是在瞪你，很凶。
And when you go there, you see that they're, you know, staring really, you know, menacingly at you.
是那一天主耶稣就感动我，一个一个为他们祝福。
But that day, God moved me to just bless each and every one of them, and I blessed them, you know, according to their name.
就来了一个人，他叫阿喜，台语阿喜呀。
So there was this person named
Joy.
Joy.
哎，当我为他祷告的时候，那个喜乐就啊，全场就很喜乐。
And then when I was praying for this person, you know, there was just this spirit of joy that came upon everyone.
Oh, 大家都很喜乐。
And everybody was just joyful.
那一天好多人受洗。
And that day, many people were baptized.
我真的是看到，那些即使有的人在有形的煎熬里，像盖恩夫人在有形的煎熬里，她说。他像一只笼中的小鸟，非常的快乐。
Even you know, for people who go into these situations, you know, to visit these prisoners, you know,
对，他们在被关在监牢。
Even for people who have been, you know, imprisoned, in these situations, they can have.
他们有耶稣的喜乐在里面。
Yeah, they have the joy.From Jesus within them.
仍然会很快乐。
And they can have this joy.
那另外有一种煎熬是无形的。
And there's this other these other types of prisons where it's not necessarily for people who've done.
如果
invisible.
如果我们
it's an invisible type of prison.
就是不是眼睛看得见的。
Okay, it's not something you see.
那通常如果你不饶恕一个人。
And sometimes it's, you know, when we have unforgiveness towards people.
那你就想，就等于你把他关在一个监牢里。
It's almost as if you are imprisoning that person.
其实是把我们自己的心，我们自己的心灵关在监牢里。
But really, it's, you know, we are imprisoning our own hearts.
那个时候，一个不饶恕、有仇恨的心，自己的心是。被关在监牢里面。
So we imprison ourselves when we have a heart that is unforgiving or has hatred towards others.
那需要神给圣经的话。
And we need God to use His words.
那人也需要学习顺服。
And we need to, as people, we also need to learn to obey.
Yeah, 这个我可能也提过。我也提过一个见证。
And I've shared, you know, this testimony before.
也是三大概三四年前，就是有一个人啊，是我们以前的学生，他娶了一个妻子，那个妻子是做国际贸易的。
There was one of our, you know, brothers, who was in our church. This was about 3 or 4 years ago. He married someone at the time who was a businesswoman, international.
她是卖那个汽车追踪器。
And she sold a car.
GPS, you know, 就是 a machine that can connect with GPS to show the location of your car or your bus.
Oh, okay. So she was working to sell GPS devices.
Yeah. 那但是她太累了，坐飞机以后太累了。
But she was, you know, really tired, you know, often, you know, flying from here to there.
结果她就老干中风。
And so she ended up having a stroke.
40岁左右就躺在病床上。
And, you know, at 40 years old, she was, you know, laying on her bed.
那个时候几乎没有什么希望。
And she didn't really have a lot of hope.
我们这个弟兄就 line 给我说，郑哥，我的妻子生病了啊，老干中风，就是这样子传给我。
And so this brother, you know, messaged me and told me that his wife had a stroke, and asked me to come and help.
那我们就带了两个朋友去探望。
So I brought two friends and we went to go see her.
那个家庭好像不太有指望。
And at that time, you know, their family didn't have a whole lot of hope.
因为台湾你请一个人一天就要2000多块。
Because, you know, if you, for someone to stay at the hospital.
Yeah, to take care of someone.
To take care of someone, it costs, you know.
日夜请一个人就要2000块。
It costs about $2,000.
NT. 那但是
Taiwanese dollars.
但是他先生就辞了自己的工作。
Her husband had, he ended up quitting his job.
跟两个孩子就陪着太太。
With his two kids to, you know, take care of his wife.
孩子也暂时没有上学。
And his kids at the time, didn't go to school.
两个礼拜左右。
For 2 weeks.
那感谢神，那一天当有一个姐妹问这个姐妹，你有没有谁不饶恕？
And so, you know, thank God at that time, you know, one of our sisters asked a question and asked her, you know, whether or not she had any unforgiveness towards others.
有五六个。
And so she responded by saying there are 5 or 6.
第一个就是我先生。
And the first is my husband.
那就他们就带她认罪祷告。
And so they led her to, you know, to pray and to repent.
然后也我们也为她的身体的医治祷告。
And we also prayed for her to be healed.
我们看到她先生陪着她从床上到护理站这样走来走去，走了几次。
We also saw her husband, you know, walk with her down the hall several times.
那后来两个礼拜以后，他完全的好了。他去参加一个圣诞节餐会。
And after 2 weeks, you know, she was, you know, completely better, and you know, she even went to one of the Christmas, you know, parties.
耶稣教导人，耶稣教导人祷告，有的时候在教导完如何祷告，突然就提到你们饶恕人。
You know, and you know, even Jesus, you know, when we talk a lot about, you know, praying and, you know, preaching afterwards, it's often about, you know, the message of forgiveness, forgiving others.
是，那当我们肯饶恕的时候，神就做工了。
And when we're willing to forgive others, God can do work.
Yeah, 我们很需要神赐给我们常常愿意有一个饶恕的心。
And so we need to ask God to give us a heart that is willing to forgive others.
那有的时候是需要堵住一个，或是一个祖先，就是从前的事情所造就的。像在这边提到，他们必修造已久的荒场，建立先前凄凉之处。有在这边讲，可能是那个是之前盖的一个城，已经变成凄凉了。
And sometimes, you know, what we have to, the forgiveness, you know, it helps solve problems that were created in the past. So kind of similar to what it says here in verse 4 about rebuilding the ancient ruins.
好像是过去的事情。
So it's almost like these are things of the past.
那但是神如果光照提醒了之后，
But you know, when God reveals these things and he reminds us of them,
那人肯道歉，肯认罪，
When we as people are willing to confess our sins,
那也能够帮助上帝来做工。
And when we are able to ask for forgiveness, then God is allowed to do work in us.
Yeah, 师母跟我听到一个见证。
So my wife and I, we heard this testimony.
有一个妇人，有一个年轻的姐妹被鬼附。
So there was this this young sister in Christ who was demon possessed.
对，在台北的双联教会。
In a church up in Taipei.
那但是西方的这些传道人好几个都有一并赶鬼的恩赐，都赶不出来。
And many who were coming from, you know, other countries who came in, you know, who had the, you know, spiritual gift of being able to cast out, you know, evil spirits, they weren't able to do anything.
那但是突然有一个人得到一个知识的言语。
But it's, you know, at that time, someone received this, the words of, you know, of knowledge from the Lord.
就是说把他的母亲请来。
And they brought, this sister's mother.
那这个人说，我看到一个图画，好像你在怀孕的时候，就跟这个妈妈说你在怀孕的时候有什么想法。
The sister saw like this image, this vision.
这个母亲，有一个有一个
this mother
minister 有一个 pastor 这样说，你我看见你好像怀孕的时候，有一些情况。
She was saying, to that this mother, this person's mother, when she was pregnant, that there were some situations that occurred.
那个妈妈就哭了。
And so this mother started crying.
她说我曾经想堕胎把这个孩子堕掉。
And the mother said that, you know, there was a time when I wanted to abort this child.
但是没有成功。
But it wasn't successful.
后来妈妈就认罪。
So the mother confessed her sin.
那很奇怪，当妈妈一认罪，这个牧者一下子就把邪灵赶出去了。
And the moment that she confessed this, the minister was able to cast the evil spirit out.
我们的神他喜欢我们，就是成为祭师，成为服侍他的人。
And so God wants us to be His priests, to be His servants.
他不只是要我们得到一些属灵的释放，属灵的祝福。
He doesn't just want us to be set free on a spiritual level or to receive blessings.
那在后面他也提到，他说你们必吃用列国的财物，应得他们的荣耀自夸。
And later in the second half of verse 6 talks about how you will feed on the wealth of nations and in their riches you will boast.
这边我们很多的时候我们都强调属灵的事情。
And oftentimes, you know, we often emphasize, you know, the spiritual, you know, aspects.
那其实神也会在物质一方面祝福人。
But God also blesses us in tangible ways as well.
我们的神是一个很务实、很实际的。
And our God is also very practical.
在过去每七年乘七年，49年到50年的时候，就有一个禧年。
And you know, in the Bible, every 50th year.
那到那个时候，神叫他们彼此免债。
God told them that, you know, this is the year of Jubilee to forgive the debts of everyone.
但是在我们现代的银行体系。
But today in our economy based on banks.
那神会有一些特别的祝福。
You know, even God still gives us, you know,different types of blessings.
在第七节这边，他们必得加倍的好处，代替所受的羞辱。
In verse 7 it says, instead of their shame, my people will receive a double portion.
这边提到说加倍的好处。
And so here it's a multiplying of blessings.
那代替所受的羞辱。
And it's replacing, you know, the shame.
愤中所得的喜乐必代替所受的凌辱。
And instead of the disgrace, they will receive in their inheritance, a double portion.
他在这边也讲到，在境内必得加倍的产业。
That they will inherit this double portion in their land.
那也提到永远之乐必归于你们。
And it also mentions that this everlasting joy will be theirs.
我想我们的神不只是给我们内在的 祝福。
So our God doesn't just bless us within.
就像圣灵内在的内住的圣灵是让我们感觉到耶稣的同在。
Just like you know the indwelling of the Holy Spirit allows us to know that the presence of God is within us.
神也在外在有神迹奇事。
But on the outside, God is also doing these miracles.
那在这一章圣经，神也应许我们。我们就是好好的寻求神，让他来高摩我们。
Here, you know, God is, you know, giving us a promise that, you know, if we seek Him diligently, He will anoint us.
我们要因我们的神大大的欢喜。
And because of our God, we need to be full of gladness.
那倚靠他而快乐。
And rely on Him to have this joy.
他要以拯救给我们为衣穿上，他要把他的救恩给我们穿上。
And He's going to give His salvation, allow us to put on these garments of salvation.
以公义为袍给我们披上。
And to give us this robe of righteousness.
那他要让我们华美。
He wants us to be made, you know, made beautiful.
Yeah, 那我们就是需要让好的种子、公义的种子在我们的心田发出来。
And so we need these, you know, these good seeds, these righteous seeds to be sown into our hearts and for them to grow in us.
我们也需要常常的来相信、赞美神。
And we also need to, you know, continuously put our trust in God and to praise Him.
所有的苦难。所有的苦难
so all of the, you know, sufferings in our lives.
所有人生的不容易
So all the difficulties in our lives.
都是要我们与神更加的亲近
You know, are being used so that we can draw closer to God.
能够与他建立一个亲密的关系
So we can build an intimate relationship with him.
那当我们更加的认识神
And when we know God more,
我们也更加的认识自己。
We also know ourselves better.
那神会改变一切的情形。
And God will change everything.
神会改变一切的情形。
And God will change the situation.
那真的是像约翰福音第十章第十节那边说到的。
And just like John chapter 10 verse 10.
他说盗贼来是偷窃毁坏杀害。
And we know that the thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy.
但是人子来是叫人得生命，而且得的更丰盛。
But the Son of Man has come so that you may have life and life abundantly.
我最近就想到约伯跟约瑟。
Recently, I think about you know Job and Joseph.
约伯是完全正直公义。
Job, he was a very righteous man.
但是，魔鬼攻击他。
But the devil he attacked Job.
攻击他的家庭。
His family.
他的房子烧掉了。
His house was gone.
那他的牲畜失去了。
His, you know, his possessions were all taken away.
他的儿女也去世了。
And even his sons and daughters died in that.
可是他起先还是说，赏赐的是耶和华，收取的也是他，耶和华是配得赞美的。
But even in those moments, he was able to still say that, you know, it's God who gives and God who takes away, and he will still praise God.
这一直到那个时候都很得胜。
And even in those moments, he was, you know, he was an overcomer.
可是当他的朋友，那些很关心他的朋友，在跟他有时候讲一些事情，跟他辩论的时候。
But you know, when his friends came along and they were trying to help him, and you know, they were, you know, discussing with him.
说你可能是因为你犯的错啊，怎么样，你才会有这样的结果。
They were saying, you know, it's because, you know, perhaps because you did something wrong and that's why these bad things have happened.
当约伯与他们辩论。
And so Job was debating with them.
到最后。
And in the end,
神还是要让约伯认识自己。
God still wanted Job to recognize 那他 Job for who he was.
他说我从前风闻有你。
And basically what God was saying was like,
我如今亲眼见你。
So Job ended up saying that, you know, in the past I heard about you, but now I've seen you.
那我在炉灰中懊悔自己。
And that I'm you know, ashamed in ashes.
他也开始为跟他辩论的朋友为他们祷告。
And so in the end, he, you know, even at the end, he ended up praying for his friends.
那神使他从苦境中转回。
And so God restored him from, you know, the ashes into glory.
也赐给他外在丰盛的产业。
And even blessed him even more in his physical possessions.
圣经里面有一个记载很有趣，说给他的女儿比以前的更漂亮。
And it's interesting how even in the Bible it talks about how the new daughters that he had were even more beautiful.
那这就是我们的神意思，就是说你虽然经过仇敌那么多的攻击，那我要祝福你，那还是 better 比以前更好。
So what this means is even though you've gone through God.He knows that, you know, even though, you know, you've gone through sufferings, God will bless you and give you even better.
约瑟也是如此。
And it's the same with Joseph.
他本来是父亲的所爱。
Originally, you know, he was the favorite child of his father.
但是哥哥们嫉妒。
But his brothers were pretty jealous.
被卖。
And so they sold him off.
那又被波提乏的妻子陷害。
And he was even, you know, basically accused by Potiphar's wife.
所以他下到监牢里去。
So he was put in jail.
好像看来没什么指望。
So it looked like he had no hope.
那但是他仍然与神同在。
But he continued to be with God.
那我觉得一个人在患难中
So I feel that, you know, for those of us who are going through difficulties,
我们不要灰心。
Do not lose heart.
我们活着是为了得胜。
We're living so that we can overcome.
我昨天看了一个故事。
Yesterday I saw a story.
有一个弟兄。
There was a brother.
他是在国共战争的时候逃出来的。
He escaped during the civil war between
Communist China and
the Communist China
KMT
and the Nationalists.
Nationalist, yeah. 那个时候他说，中华民国的空军投很多的食物下去，他们都收不到。
And you know they were saying how at the time when the National Army was like they were dropping off food from planes and the people down there were not able to get to it.
然后他们后来被俘虏了。
Instead, they were captured.
那然后他们一家人都被俘虏了。
Their whole family was captured.
但是他说 born to fail. 他是讲他说好像活着刚刚生下来这么小，这些小孩子好像就是很痛苦很失败。
The way he felt at the time was that, you know, it was like their lives and their children were just born to fail. There was a lot of suffering. They were running.
一直在逃难。
They were constantly running.
可是到最后。
But in the end.
神给他们恩典。
God gave them grace.
他说 live to win, to overcome.
And so in the end, he felt that, you know,
活着就是为了要得胜。
To live is to win, right? And to be victorious.
那我想我们需要有这样的信心与忍耐。
So we need to have this kind of faith and patience.
那忍耐到底承受神的应许。
And to be patient to the end to fulfill God's promises.
也让我们不只是因信心对准神。
So not only so that our faith is directed towards God.
圣经里面也告诉我们。
The Bible also tells us.
但愿使人有盼望的神。
When we put our hope in God,
in 信, because faith,
and because of faith,
将诸般的喜乐平安赐给你们,
God will give us an abundance of peace and joy,
让我们在患难中仍然有盼望,
so that in disasters we can have hope.
我们在这个地上, 其余的得失都是其次。
And you know, everything else in this world that we have, you know, it's just,
启示录前三章，耶稣就是呼召的圣者。
And we know in Revelations that God is calling for overcomers.
在每一个教会呼召的圣者。
And in every church he is calling for overcomers.
我们愿意答应这样的呼召。
And we are willing to accept this calling.
在旧约称这样的人叫做余圣的名。
And in the Old Testament, it's written that these are
remnants.
The remnants.
那在新约称之为得胜者。
And in the New Testament, they're called overcomers.
但愿我们活着是为着要成为得胜者。
So let us live to be overcomers.
那我相信神，我们需要神更多的恩膏。
And I believe we need more of God's anointing.
使我们也像耶稣一样，被装备，愿意去传福音给贫穷的人。
So that we can all be more prepared to go spread the gospel to those who are poor.
或是心灵受伤的人
or to those who are brokenhearted,
就是或是谦卑的人
to those who are meek and humble,
那让我们活在这地上
so that our lives on this earth,
我们自己经过苦难
those of us who have experienced difficulties, that we've experienced calamity,
那从主得到的安慰
And then we can, that we've received God's comfort.
使我们能成为一个安慰的器皿。
So that we can also be comforters to others.
那这样子所受的苦难就是有价值的。
So these kind of sufferings that we might experience, you know, have value.
我想当约瑟在监牢里学会功课了之后。
I'm sure, you know, after Joseph's time in prison,
他在监牢里持续的人与神同在。
He continued to be one in spirit with God.
神给他解梦的恩赐。
And God gave him, you know, the gift of being able to interpret dreams.
上帝为他开路。
And God gave him a way out.
终于他可以成就神在他生命中的计划与命定。
And in the end, he was able to fulfill what God's plan was for him.
神对你我都有一个计划与命定。
And God has a plan and a destiny for each and one of us.
即便你经过患难。
Even if you go through these difficulties.
不要灰心。
Do not lose heart.
圣经里面说，义人跌倒七次，仍然要站起来。
In the Bible it says a righteous man may fall seven times, but he gets up again.
但愿我们都为耶稣的缘故站起来。
So let us stand up for Jesus.
耶稣关爱每一个人。
And Jesus, he cares for each and one of us.
那我也是想到。
And I think.
那有的时候人生经过一些情况。
In our lives, we go through some situations.
圣经里面说，我们坚固的人要担待软弱的人。
The Bible says that those of us who are strong should care for those who are weak.
其实先下来道歉的人。
So,
先谦卑下来道歉的人。
And so, similarly, those who are willing to be first in humbling themselves and asking for forgiveness.
是释放自己从属灵的监狱中出来。
Are those who are able to be the first to, you know, be set free from this prison, the spiritual prison.
那别人也这样回过来彼此的道歉。
And when others are able to, you know, also reconcile in the same way.
那就是彼此认罪，互相 饶恕。
And when both parties are willing to confess sins and forgive each other,
那都得到医治。
Then, you know, everyone gets healing.
那就是最美的事情。
And that's the most beautiful.
约瑟的家后来孩子儿子们兄弟们就和睦了，饶恕了。
So just like, you know,Joseph and his brothers, they were able to mend their relationship.
即使哥哥们起初想把他，曾经有哥哥想把他杀掉，想把他卖掉，可是到最后也彼此饶恕。
So even though his brothers initially wanted to kill him or to even sell him out, at the end they ended up forgiving one another.
约伯不是看到哥哥的错。约瑟不是看到哥哥的错。
Yeah, so Joseph, he didn't see the wrong deeds of his brothers.
他看到的是神的手。
He saw God's hand.
是神把他先打发到埃及去。
It was God who brought him to Egypt.
神有神的计划。
And God had his plans.
即使在他的兄弟可能犯错。
So even when his brothers, you know, did these wrong things.
但是神至终的结局是好的。
But God's purpose is good.
神要我们经过这些，让我们看见他是一位掌权的神。
And through these things, God is letting us know that He is in control.
他叫万事互相效力。
And He uses all things, for the benefit.
那叫爱他的人得益处。
Of those, you know, who love Him.
万事包括好的事、坏的事。
And what this all things means is the good things and the bad things.
对的事，或是我们所做错的事。
Whether it's the righteous things or maybe the things that we do that are wrong.
如果我们定义爱神。
But if we focus on loving God.
神都会把它变成对我们有益处。
God will use these things to benefit us.
把我们更多磨塑成。更像耶稣。
And to mold us into more like Christ likeness.
我们把荣耀归给主。
Let us give the glory to God.
Amen.
Yeah.